Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you and welcome. This is another episode of Perspectives on Healthcare, where we are looking at a patient's perspective from the Guinness World Record setting Patient's Perspective Interview Marathon. This is number 50 in the series. My guest is Mary Beth Selby. She's from down in South Carolina. And for those of you that are paying attention, you will notice that we skipped number 49. Number 49 was my interview with Kimberly Gillis. The audio quality on that didn't quite come through very well. So rather than put out a poor sounding interview, I decided I will take the transcript of that and post it on the website. So you can go into the show notes and there will be a link to Kimberly's interview. It is text only as the audio is a little bit sketchy. Without further ado, though, here is my interview with Mary Beth Selby. Welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Hello, Rob. It's great to see you.
Very nice to see you also. And no, your connection was not bad. It was her connection. And I was going to try and figure out how to reset it, but her story was so powerful. And I thought getting bits and pieces of it was better than nothing at all. So we'll go with it that way.
I was a bit worried, but I'm glad it's not me.
Yep. So, standard question that we will start with. What is your name?
My name's Mary Beth Selby.
And where are you from, Mary Beth?
Well, we are currently living in South Carolina, just under the border from Charlotte. So technically in the greater Charlotte area.
Fantastic. One of my favorite areas, simply because there is Bojangles in that area. And
Bojangles sauce. It's amazing, right?
It's my kryptonite. It's just terrible. Honest to goodness truth, I have been doing a low-carb diet for about 5 years now. And one of the only times that I will come off of that is when we're driving through and, I got to pick up my Bojangles. It tickles my happy spot or something. I don't know what it is, but it's
good. Well, next time, skip Bojangles and just come to our house. It'll be great.
You tempt me, so. So let's start here. Can you tell me about yourself and your experiences in healthcare?
Well, I have some traditional and non-traditional experiences with healthcare. I'm not in the healthcare profession myself, but my most recent experience with it was I was hospitalized with COVID for 4 days in September. So that was an interesting and rather lonely experience in healthcare. Some other unique things that I have seen in my lifetime that maybe others have not involve a long-term stay in hospital for my parent, my dad, and as well as my in-laws, as well as some end-of-life care for my in-laws, which, is a kind of a unique experience. Some things that I've experienced that everyone else has, I'm sure, or lots of people have, as a mom of three, as there's lots of visits to healthcare with the kids. They, healthcare professionals got me through my first year of being a mom for sure. And I have also noticed that living in different areas, or I'm originally from Connecticut, as you know, but your viewers will not, right. But I'm originally from Connecticut. And so I lived there most of my life. Then we lived in Washington State for 5 years. And now we're in South Carolina. So I have found it interesting that there are different methods of healthcare, I guess. I'm not sure method is the right word, but different perspectives on it in the different areas that I've lived.
Yeah, the way that healthcare is practiced in different areas varies, can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I think, coming from Connecticut, I feel like the healthcare, and again, I'm just coming from the perspective of kind of a family practitioner, nothing extreme, except when we were in the hospital with my in-laws, but definitely the Northeast area is a very specialized, I think everybody is a specialist, you have to have a pediatrician, you have to have a, OBGYN, you have to have a skincare specialist. Right. Which is great because they're all very, very good at what they do. But what I found when we moved out to Washington, which I really loved, was that they're so much more holistic in their healthcare. So when we signed up for a primary care physician, we signed up with someone who took everybody, me, my husband, my three girls who were all under age 12 at the time. So she was everything to everyone. And it worked out well in terms of she understood our family dynamics. She understood our history. She understood even some of our genetic pieces that came along with that. And it was just a different way of looking at things that I found very, very helpful for my family.
Yeah,
definitely.
When you had the opportunity to experience the different practices in different areas and you can find out, what works for you. Were you able to find something in South Carolina that gives you like that Washington approach, or are you back closer to the Connecticut approach, or kind of where are you in the continuum?
I think we're kind of in the middle here. I do. I think they are leaning more toward the Washington side of things where, my primary care physician is the same as my husband's and the children, but I do think it's less of a focus on the whole. So I do still think it feels more broken up in terms of everybody sees each other, but they don't really put the whole picture together, which I just found they did really well at the place in Washington. It could just have been my individual doctor,
Sure.
You never really know, but.
Understood.
Yeah.
So have you encountered a healthcare hero in the various places that you've been?
Well, I wouldn't say I've encountered one in every place, but,
okay.
I'm guessing you've probably heard this all through your last 13 hours, but I'm just going to say that every single hero story I have in the healthcare profession involves a nurse. Like the nurses are always my heroes.
Okay. I'll just stop you right here. Say tweetable moment right now. The nurses are always my heroes.
They
signed
are
Mary Beth, right? Yeah. Which
if I were
phenomenal.
Still on Twitter, I would tweet it for you, but I've been off for years. I just can't handle it anymore.
Okay. There you go. Well, I'm not asking whether Elon Musk buying it is going to bring you back or not. We don't need to get into that.
But, oh no, please don't.
Yes. So it's all good. But Duke, please continue about, you're talking about nurses being the heroes.
They always are. I think, all of my experiences, in terms of anything that was not necessarily a traumatic event, but just a very strong event, being in the hospital with my in-laws, there was that one nurse who she just got us through with my mother-in-law when she was very, very close to passing away. And there's so many emotions and there's so many different emotions from different people and everyone reacts differently. And she really, the ICU nurse that was with us just was a godsend. She was a gift from God. I mean, she just helped all of us deal with it in our own way. And she talked us through it and she appreciated even when there were moments when we became silly about something, and you think you like kind of jump back in horror and you're like, oh no, I'm laughing. And she was like, this is so normal. This is really a normal reaction. And she just made it such a real and understandable and livable moment. I just think if she weren't there, it would have been very, very difficult. It was sure. Very difficult anyway. Don't get me wrong, but
No, understood. Do you remember her name? We'll give her a real life shout out right now.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was just such a crazy.
No.
I want to say her name was Rosa, but I'm not positive. So
it's
my husband
it's
might
okay.
remember because it was his mom. But
not a
yes.
problem. Nurse Rosa or something similar. You rock, and we recognize you as a healthcare hero. And I think that there is a recurring theme in that. That yes, the nurses are the ones, and this is what was said earlier, that nurses see the person when the doctor sees the diagnosis, and
Absolutely.
that's the essential, you know, dichotomy between the two of them. And one of those get the feeling of holistic, get the feeling of value, get the human connection. And the other, it's almost you're segmented and you're viewed not for who you are, but for one small descriptor of you, which is whatever diagnosis you're currently experiencing. What's your reaction to that?
And I agree. I do, you know, to give the doctors their due, they're brilliant and they need to do what they need to do in the moment. And it is more difficult for them to focus on the details that make you the person
sure.
rather than your diagnosis. While I agree with it, I just think the nurses are in a unique position to be able to do that. They're with you more, you know, even when I think back to when I was having my kids, you know, the nurses
right.
are there for hours and hours and hours with you and the doctor's there for like 5 minutes, you know?
Sure. Okay. And that you actually lead me into this question. And that is, do you think that it is the style of what they do, the substance of what they do, or is it maybe just the extended time that they have that makes that impact?
Oh, that's a tough one. That wasn't in your list of questions, Rob.
I think in there it said, I may ask some follow-up and I may ask for clarification. So
it's true.
That falls under the other questions as needed or something, right?
No, I think it's a combo. I mean, I think it depends on the person. I've had nurses who like blew in and blew out quickly and didn't spend the time, but
sure.
I do think they're there more. They connect with the person more and they just have, it's not just the more time is what I'm saying. It's
yep.
the connection with the
there's
person.
There's more to it than that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew that this was going to happen with us because we are this kindred spirit. We have 3 minutes and three questions.
Oh
so,
no, that's not,
yep.
that's not doable. Do we need to
yep.
get through all five for you to still keep your world record?
We've got to be pretty close. So
okay, go for it.
All right. So what does quality healthcare mean to you?
Okay. I can make this really fast. Quality healthcare is people who listen, healthcare professionals who listen.
Okay. Beautiful.
That's all.
Tweetable. Okay. we're going to have to, I don't know, Instagram that or something since you're not on Twitter, but quality healthcare is people who listen.
Yeah.
Succinct and yet so poignant. Powerful. Thanks for saying that, Mary Beth.
Absolutely.
What do you wish your medical providers understood about you?
This was a hard one for me to think about. I wish that they understood that I am not just, and this applies across the board, not necessarily just doctors, but usually it's doctors. I wish they understood that I'm not just a number on their chart or a weight on their BMI chart or, you know, an age of a person, you know, I just would like them to understand that there's so much more happening, you know, I'm going to say an undisclosed age. I'm not going to actually
sure.
say my age, but as a certain aged mom, you know, I probably have younger kids than many other people my age do. So they need to know that, you know, it's not just that I could be postmenopausal or I could be premenopausal. They just kind of have those, they love to slot you into little slots.
Okay.
So that would be my one wish, is that they would not do that.
So to me, I think that one of the things that happens is doctors have limited time, and medical professionals in general have limited time. And sometimes the quicker that they can move to a judgment, the quicker that they can categorize things, the quicker that they can move forward. And you end up with, they're not listening to the whole thing. They're not getting the full picture before they make those categorizations. That is actually a word. So it's all good.
You're doing really well for 13 hours, Rob. You're doing great.
Yeah. You know, so we're surviving. It's not so bad. All right. Mary Beth, last question for you. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
Okay, I'm going to just sound like a broken record here because of all my, you know, you have to listen and you have to do this. You can't slot me into a thing, but you just have to take the time to put the person in perspective. You cannot, it's just a repeat. I feel like I'm repeating my last answer, but it's so important that I'm going to say it again. You have to take the time to understand me as a person. It's the one thing you can do.
As a parent, you understand this. Sometimes you have to say something twice before people will listen to it and hear it, right?
Exactly.
I don't know if the first one is inaudible or it just doesn't penetrate and it needs to be reinforced. So I'm giving you full license to say it twice because it is important and it bears repeating. And yeah, it's fantastic.
Excellent.
Listen, Mary Beth, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for cramming all of that stuff into 3 minutes. You did exactly
what you... Thank you for letting me talk. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. I appreciate you. And listen, I'm very proud of myself for not messing up and calling you any trucker names or anything like that. And
tell my husband that you said that.
Right. Wonderful. I respect you and I respect your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.